What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Well, in the spirit of college football, Brandon Adams of Dog Nation did join Andy and Randy yesterday. He was talking about how he believes that this year's Georgia offense could look pretty similar to Georgia's 2018 offense.
From 2020 kind of up until now, Georgia has sort of thrown it better than it's run it, which is way against type for the early days of the Kirby Smart era. I kind of wondered, given the running back talk we just had a moment ago, given the fact that Gunnar Stockton is a first-time starting quarterback, what if we go back to, like, say, 2018, when Georgia still had a youngish quarterback in Jake Fromm, but they averaged like 37 points per game offensively, and they were, I believe, a lot more effective running the ball than throwing it. Still a pretty conservative offense overall, but yet pretty good result. I sort of wonder, how would Georgia fans feel if this offense this year looked a little bit like it did in 2018? Statistically successful, but not quite as like dazzling through the air as the Todd Monken offenses have been, and perhaps a little safer, a little more on the ground. I kind of wonder if we could maybe see this sort of harken back to some of what Georgia did really well in 2018, and that would, I think, in the eyes of some, go back to your point, that'd feel a little bit more like classic Kirby Smart if it did take a step in that direction.
I think it's interesting that he kind of frames this as a question. I spent a couple of years hosting a show with Brandon Adams, and you know, he does a good job of kind of framing these as questions towards the Georgia fans and things like that. I'm not a Georgia fan, breaking news, but I would have to say that most Georgia fans don't care as long as it's explosive. Like, is that fair to say? Like, it's like, I don't care if it's, you know, Sonny Michel running the ball or Brock Bowers catching the ball. I don't care. I just want it to be an explosive offense and be able to stay on the field and continue drives and score touchdowns. I do think of, you know, the 2018 offense, the early Kirby Smart days of you know, the ground and pound style of offenses, just simply because, you know, when Kirby was on staff at Alabama, that's what we were. That's what he, you know, took to Georgia, and that's what he started with. But everything changes. Nick Saban eventually brought in Lane Kiffin. They started throwing the ball and Sarkisian and things like that. So everything kind of changes and you just do what's best to suit your team. So I, as a Bama guy, it sounds kind of terrifying for me though, if they're able to get back to 2018 style where you can just run the ball at will.
Well, they're going to have to be really good up front, which they weren't last year. I mean, they weren't good up front last year. They couldn't run the football at all. They were not, that's why they threw it so much the last season. They're also going to have to play defense to an elite level. If they want to win a national title, they got to play 2021 defense. If you're going to play that style offense, you have to score points. You have to be that's what it has to be. And unless you're telling me that Gunnar Stockton is going to be an extension of the run game, which I do believe he can be, and we saw that in that game against Texas. So if he's going to be an extension of the run game and it's all going to be based around that, and you're still going to score 45 points a game, then great. But we can talk about how great Stetson Bennett played, and I was a big defender of him when he was here. But don't forget that 21 season was one of the greatest defenses that ever walked the field in college football the last 30 years. Don't forget that, because if you do, you know then you're having complete revisionist history, because that defense led that team to a national title.
Insane.
The 22 offense was much better much better of an offense than that 21.
Well, and one thing that Brandon touched on yesterday that I don't think a lot of people realize is he's saying there is a quarterback competition going on.
I don't put much of stock in the idea that it's a competition. I really don't. I mean, the worst kept secret in the world is that Gunnar Stockton is going to be Georgia's starting quarterback. I don't think that Kirby Smart's going to probably announce that because he would have had a chance to do that at SEC Media Days and obviously sort of didn't. You know, Kirby just doesn't like to sort of play along sometimes with whatever the narrative's supposed to be. Look, I think they like Puglisi. I really do. And people that know more than I do have told me they do. And yet, I think the challenge right now is not can Ryan Puglisi overtake Gunnar Stockton to become the starter. The challenge is, can Ryan Puglisi become the kind of guy, if Stockton were to get injured, they'd feel okay putting into a football game? Because just given his lack of experience, even less than Stockton's, I don't think we're there yet with him. But when you see his overall talent set, well, of course, you know, you certainly see a lot that there is to like there, but they've got to get him ready in the event he could go in a game. And I think that's step one before we talk about any kind of like, well, could he perhaps, you know, one day be the Georgia starting quarterback? I think you've got to get him to the point where you feel okay putting him in, which is a lot of what this fall camp is going to be about.
I love Brandon Adams. I do. But he is a professional of nothing to see here.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing to see. And I honestly, I don't see much of a quarterback competition. I do think that there's something to be said about the fact that Gunnar Stockton has been the guy and is wholeheartedly believed in the locker room. But I do think, and I've talked to other people that are around this program, like, yeah, I mean, Ryan Puglisi's a dude. Like, he's a guy. And you have to understand that. You know, the question being that if Gunnar Stockton is, you know, not injured the entire season, is he the starter the whole year? I don't think that that ship has sailed in that conversation at all. And that's not a knock on Gunnar Stockton. That's just a head nod to Ryan Puglisi and the things I've heard about him.
I'm not saying it's a knock or it's not a knock. I'm saying it shows you the confidence they do or don't have in Gunnar Stockton and how highly viewed in their eyes Ryan Puglisi is. I mean, there was a lot of talk last year after he played those few games, Gunnar Stockton, that he was a one read and pull it quarterback. And have they seen the growth and the progression from him to do that? Because he's kind of talking out of both sides of his mouth. There's nothing to see here yet. Oh, it's going to be a run heavy offense all of a sudden when this is a team that couldn't run the football the last year or so.
Yeah. I personally, As a guy who Bama will visit Athens and knowing how much they struggle with guys like Diego Pavia last year, the thought of Gunnar Stockton running the ball absolutely terrifies me. It absolutely terrifies me. The plus one in the run game was not good for Bama last year.
Well, yeah, but you still have to be competent in the pocket. And I'm not trying to be. And Brandon comes on the air. I worked with Brandon for years. I was a producer at one point in time, but he's kind of. You know, people tell me I talk with rose-colored glasses sometimes. I hear a little bit of that in some of those comments. It's kind of churching it up a little bit to make it sound like you said there's nothing to see here.
And before Allie gets kicked off with Which One Wednesday, today's Mic'd Up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. It is Which One Wednesday. Allie, take it away.
All right, let's go. Which Braves pitcher will have a bigger impact on this season once they get off the IL? Schwellenbach or Sale?
Well, I'll go first, I guess. Chris Sale, because I don't even know Schwellenbach's coming back this year. And
I wouldn't rush him back, yeah.
And it's a lot easier. I don't think no injuries are necessarily easy to come back from, especially the older you are. But Chris Sale knows how to come back from an injury. He's obviously done it before. And it's a rib, not a broken freaking elbow.
I was going to say, this is not an arm injury. It's a rib injury. So I'd go with Chris Sale as well.
Okay. AtlantaFalcons.com has been putting up so much video from training camp, including lots of mic'd up videos. Which coach would you rather hear mic'd up on game day, regular season game day? Jeff Ulbrich or Zach Robinson?
1,000,000% for me, Jeff Ulbrich. And I like Zach Robinson, and you know I think it's always interesting to hear something, but the energy that you can hear coming out of Jeff Ulbrich and the relationship he has already built with his players, I think it's going to be special. I'm not saying I think the defense is going to be special, but I think his relationship with these defensive players is already at a nice level.
Entertainment-wise, it's Ulbrich, just because I've been around him a lot, and I know who he is and how he is, and it'll be fun. But just from an intriguement, I guess that's a word, I don't know, but just wanting to see what going through Robinson's head when he's doing a game and everything, it would be Zach Robinson. Like, I think I could. I just want to see where his thoughts go and why he's doing certain things. I just know what Ulbrich's going to give me, and I know that would be better for an entertainment value.
For the clicks.
You don't just live in your home. you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
All right, so which one would make a better sports talk show host? Adam Sandler, we've been talking about him a lot this week, or Bill Burr? Mike, you go first on this one.
Oh, man, this is tough. We're talking about sports talk?
Yeah,
okay,
sports talk.
I'd say Adam Sandler. Adam Sandler, I think I've seen Bill Burr a couple times that's tried to, you know, fake it till you make it when it comes to sports topics, and it's like, eh. I really think that Adam Sandler loves, first of all, he loves to hoop. He loves to play, like, pickup basketball. I'd go with him. But... You listen, I love Adam Sandler. I'd listen to him do just about anything.
Yeah.
So it is what it is.
Yeah. You know, Adam Sandler, because most of you guys love hearing Mike Bell talk in the afternoon. Like, I know all our listeners, I work with Mike forever. Mike's got all these voices. He's very entertaining. He's witty. He can pull quick stories. He can, you know, make fun of a goofy situation, right? Well, that's Adam Sandler, but that, you know, but even a bigger level,
yeah,
right?
To another stratosphere.
Yeah. Right? So... It's Adam Sandler, and Adam Sandler actually Mike's right. He actually loves sports. He not only is a big hooper, but he's as far as loves to play. I think he's pretty freaking good too. Like,
yeah,
Adam Sandler can play some basketball.
I think we have time for one more. Which Falcon would you rather get into a dust up with, just like James Pierce did at training camp? Matthew Bergeron or Caleb McGarry?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Younghoe Koo.
I would say that Caleb McGarry probably has a little more grit. I would say that Matthew Bergeron's probably a better fighter. So it's just, I don't think you're going to make Caleb McGarry tap out at all, ever. But I think that Matthew Bergeron probably can hit you a little bit earlier with a combination. So I'd probably want to fight Matthew Bergeron, but I don't think I want to do either one.
I don't know. It'd be like, I would be running on either legs and stuff. Like, like trying to, I mean, maybe Lenny Craig. I don't know. The other guy that's trying to play for the kicker. I know I'm not taking on our punter. I can't remember our punter's name.
Pinion.
Yeah. Pinion's like 6'5".
I was going to say, you don't want to smoke with Pinion.
Yeah, he might have a bigger head.
Maybe
also
I'll go
than
for
Mike.
Liam like, McCullough.
You didn't want to smoke with Matt Bosher either. Bosher laid some people out in his day, too.
Yeah, Bosher was physical. No, I'm not messing with Liam McCullough either, though. Yeah.
You're not messing with anyone,
I'm just
going to
take on, I'll fight a place kicker. How about that?
Maybe that's a good wake-up
call
question.
Maybe Easton Stick.
Who would you least like to fight for the Atlanta Falcons? I can name a few of them. Zach Harrison I wouldn't want. Yeah.
No?
Yeah, it's a long reach, man.
Well, the wake-up call is coming up next, 404-726-0929. You can jump on the show with us right now. Ask your questions via Twitter or call in. Who are you keeping an eye on at training camp right now? And do you think Gunnar Stockton will start all season for Georgia? Call us now, 404-726-0929, or if you're shy, Twitter works as well, at 929 Morning Shift, but I promise we don't bite. 404-726-0929. That is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and...
The Odyssey app.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.